We have two scripture readings for us this morning. The first reading is from the book of Isaiah, chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. It's found on page 717 if you would like to follow along. Isaiah chapter 42, verses 1 through 9. Here is my servant whom I uphold, my chosen one, in whom I delight. I will put my spirit on him, and he will bring justice to the nations. He will not shout or cry out or raise his voice in the streets. A bruised reed he will not break, and a smoldering wick he will not snuff out. In faithfulness he will bring forth justice. He will not falter or be discouraged till he establishes justice on earth. In his teaching, the islands will put their hope. This is what God the Lord says, the creator of the heavens, who stretches them out, who spreads out the earth with all that springs from it, who gives breath to its people and life to those who walk on it. I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness. I am the Lord, that is my name. I will not yield my glory to another or my praise to idols. See, the former things have taken place, and new things I declare. Before they spring into being, I announce them to you. This is word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Our second reading is from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 3, verses 13 through 17. Would you please stand for the reading of the gospel? Then Jesus came from Galilee to the Jordan to be baptized by John. But John tried to deter him, saying, I need to be baptized by you, and do you come to me? Jesus replied, Let it be so now. It is proper for us to do this to fulfill all righteousness. Then John consented. As soon as Jesus was baptized, he went up out of the water. At that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. And a voice from heaven said, This is my Son, whom I love. With him I am well pleased. This is the gospel of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Please be seated. Would you pray with me? We thank you, O gracious God, for this time of worshiping you, for this space of gathering our hearts and lifting them up to you, for you are God. We thank you, O Lord, for these words that are read and the words that are going to be proclaimed. Lord, may these words become for us nourishment for our spirits, strength for our faith, so that it will help us on our faith journey as we grow closer to you. We thank you, O Holy Spirit, for being here with us, ministering to us, and helping us to hear what you have to say to us today. We pray all this in the precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. Today is Baptism of the Lord Sunday. It's one of the Sundays in our church liturgical calendar, a time set aside inviting us, the baptized in water and the Spirit, to hear the awesome promise as we reflect on the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. The reading that we just did from the book of Isaiah is actually called a servant song. And in that passage and also in Jesus' baptism story, we hear God's voice speaking new things into action, reminding us that we are God's beloved children and fulfilling God's purposes in our midst. John the Baptizer is preaching in the wilderness of Judea. People are flocking to him to hear his teaching and to be baptized by him. And John's message is telling people to return to God's ways, proclaiming that one who is more powerful than I is coming. And finally, Jesus comes to John for baptism in order to fulfill all righteousness. The righteousness in this context means doing the work that God has given one to do. So for John, his work is to proclaim the coming of kingdom and also the coming Christ. And through baptism, Jesus, actually, it's the kind of starting point of Jesus' ministry. Immersion in water for religious purposes was not new to Jewish people. So when John the Baptizer was baptizing people in Jordan River, it wasn't anything new or it was never done before. It was a common religious spiritual practice for the Jews of that time and still today. This was a ritual to regain spiritual cleanliness. This ritual of being immersed in water was called the mikvah. And it was an important part of their spiritual religious life of the Jews then, and it remains so today. The faithful entered the water aware of their separation from the holiness of God due to the sin in their lives. And they emerge out of the water renewed, refreshed, and spiritually clean. The water serves as a reminder of how God is already ready, always ready to forgive when we repent of our sins. The faithful Jews still use mikvah today to prepare for worship, for holy days, or for weddings. In this tradition, but in a new way, with a new message, John immerses people in the Jordan River for the forgiveness of sins. The Greek word for immerse is baptizo, from which we get our word baptism. So through baptism, John was calling the people to repentance, preparing them for the kingdom of God that was coming in the person of Jesus Christ. So it's no wonder then that John is so surprised when Jesus presents himself for baptism. And after trying to convince him that their role should be reversed, John relents and immerses Jesus in the waters of the Jordan River. Matthew tells us that as soon as Jesus was baptized and as he was coming up out of the water, he says, at that moment, heaven was opened, and he saw the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him. Heaven was opened. Can you just picture? Can you imagine heaven opening? And can you imagine the potential and the possibilities that are opening up in the world at that moment? Jesus ushered in a new era that will not close until the end of time. To underscore the beginning of this new work of God, the Spirit of God descends and rests on Jesus in the form of a dove. And then there is a voice from heaven describing Jesus as the one with whom I am well pleased. Here the connection is made with the prophecy of the Isaiah, the reading that we read, the servant song, identifying Jesus as God's beloved child and faithful servant. See, if you heard the reading, these words proclaim Jesus' mission as God's beloved to restore justice and bring the kingdom of God. I believe every age in human history, every generation longs for someone like the servant described in Isaiah. And I think all of us, we can all agree that we yearn for that servant today. In telling the story of Jesus' baptism, Matthew is showing that Jesus is the Messiah, ushering in this new era. And the Spirit of God descending like a dove and alighting on him, and the voice that people hear. See, that's the vision of God that unfolding, vision of God's purpose unfolding in the life of Jesus and in our world. So that's what baptism is. That's the significance of the baptism, not just for Jesus, but also for all of us. When we open our hearts to God, we sense the presence of this dove, the Holy Spirit, and the power of the voice of God revealing God's promise for us and for our world. When we are baptized, we were baptized to join in Jesus' mission. See, baptism is a saving moment when God's love and forgiveness are experienced, and the person being baptized accepts the love and the forgiveness. Baptism is also a time of change and a beginning as the person commits to die to his or her own old life and rise into a new life in Christ. In the waters of baptism, God lays claim on our lives. And so we are no longer just anybody, but we are somebody because God claims that this is my daughter whom I love. This is my son whom I love. I am so happy. One of our bishops, Lindsay Davis, reminds all of us the basis of ministry. He says, it isn't ordination or consecration, but baptism that makes us servants of Christ and the church. We too often view ministry as that which the minister does, the pastor does. But ministry is the work in which all baptized believers, all of you, are engaged in response to the call and claim of God's love on our lives. For Jesus, baptism represented the beginning of his ministry, fulfilling all righteousness and announcing the arrival of the new kingdom, a new time, a new world. Our baptism is also a call to serve as we are incorporated into the body of Christ, to work side by side with all who are baptized, and in our faithfulness, as Holy Spirit works through us, we begin to see the new world unfolding with possibilities as God promised. So we hear God's words saying, I, the Lord, have called you in righteousness. I will take hold of your hand. I will keep you and will make you to be a covenant for the people and a light for the Gentiles, to open eyes that are blind, to free captives from prison, and to release from the dungeon those who sit in darkness, into a world of unfolding possibilities. So as one who is baptized and claimed by God as God's son, God's daughter, whom God loves, how is your life, your words, actions, usher in this kingdom of God here on earth, opening up the possibility of that life that God offers to those around us? How are we as a church, gathering of the baptized believers, bring love and hope to this world through our ministry? In what ways do we proclaim Jesus Christ, that those who are blind to the saving grace of Jesus are now seeing it and experiencing it? Those who are living in darkness are now walking in the light of God. Let us remember who we are and what we are as the baptized persons living into the life of unfolding possibilities. God promised, "For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord, plans to prosper you and not to harm you, plans to give you hope and a future." From Jeremiah. Let us remember our baptism and the promise of God and be thankful. Amen.